Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be answering a very interesting question, which is, if real estate investing is so great, why doesn't everybody do it? A very good question, and I'm sure it's a question on the minds of a lot of prospective real estate investors. So with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So let's, as we customarily do, dive into this issue. If real estate investing is so great, and we talk about all the different benefits, and we also offer a lot of advice, you offer a lot of advice about how to be a successful real estate investor. If it's so great, well, with regard to your question, why doesn't everybody do it?
Well, I think it's a great question. And I think it's a question that's likely, if not currently on the mind of wannabe investors or future investors or people who are simply considering becoming real estate investors in whatever capacity, part-time or full-time, if it's not a question on their mind right now, it was probably a question in the past, or it's a question that they'll ultimately answer in the near future, as they think about and do their due diligence and consider some form of real estate investing, regardless of how they choose to build a real estate investment business or do it on the side or do it at whatever scale is appropriate for them. So I think it's very relevant. And as you said, you know, I talk about and write about real estate investing and what I perceive as its value and its benefits and why I think it's a great investment vehicle. It's also, in my case, it's been a great business. As I started as a part-time investor, and I'm now a full-time investor with a real estate investment business that I run here in Dallas, it's also a great hobby. And I know plenty of people where their real estate investing is simply something they do as a personal mission to serve others. So it can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, and it can satisfy a lot of different needs or desires or goals or objectives for a lot of different people, depending on how you approach your real estate investing and why. And, you know, I'm not alone. I'm not one person who's out there proclaiming real estate investing and its values or merit or benefits. Television shows, and there's books, and there's seminars, and there's clubs, and there's professional instructors or gurus, as they're often called. And there's late night infomercials, and there's websites and radio shows. There's magazines, and there's even podcasts. So there's a lot of different people proclaiming the benefits of real estate investing in a lot of different ways. And it just begs that question. And I know I had this question as I was exploring real estate before I became an investor. Gosh, if it's so great, why isn't everybody doing it? And I'll tell you, in my experience, I've seen a couple different characteristics of successful real estate investors, and these same characteristics can become barriers to those exploring real estate investing, but ultimately decide not to do it or find the success that they sought. And I'll tell you from my experience, as a real estate investor, you've got to be willing to make mistakes and not excuses. I also see that you've got to be willing to recognize that you are smart as long as you start. I'll explain what that means in a little bit. And then finally, you've got to recognize that you must work to make real estate work. Or each of these a little more. And let's start with the first one. You've got to be willing to make mistakes, not excuses. Let's all admit that excuses are easy. There's no real benefit. There's no real value. There's no real experience or greater understanding that results. from excuses. Though they're common and they're frequent, and we're all guilty of making excuses, some of us more than others. And let's also face it, though, on the contrary, mistakes are difficult. They can cost you time, they can cost you money, they can set you back in all sorts of different ways. But I will say that beneath the strife of mistakes lies the benefit, lies the value, lies the education, lies the experience, lies the understanding, that none of which you may have gained if you hadn't taken the chance and made the mistake and instead simply made an excuse. I'll be the first to tell you, I've been investing for over 10 years as a full-time investor and HomeVestor franchisee here in Dallas, Texas. I have overpaid for houses. I have overestimated what I could ultimately sell a house for. I have underestimated repair costs. I have underestimated repair scopes. I have even underoffered for houses and lost the deal because of it. These are just a few of the mistakes I've made in my career as a full-time real estate investor. Tell you, I have learned and benefited and valued, and I regret none of them. Each of them opened my eyes to a new opportunity or a new understanding or a new competency or proficiency that I gained despite the pain of the mistake, none of which would I have learned or experienced if I had simply made an excuse and not pursued something. So my tip to you is, as you're looking at real estate investing, I encourage you to change your definition of failure from the number of mistakes you make instead to the number of excuses you make. If you're one prone to excuses, that may be your key obstacle that's standing in the way of your success, and that is likely what could be causing your failure to move forward. I mentioned you got to be smart, and you are smart as long as you start. And here's what I mean. I know a common excuse and even a hesitation of my own was, gosh, I don't know enough about real estate to be an investor. I'm not smart enough. I'm not experienced enough. I'm not educated enough. I'm not financially positioned properly. I just wasn't confident that I had what I called the smarts to be a successful real estate investor. But I will tell you, you're smart as long as you start. And what I mean is, you'll be shocked at how far you will go and how much you will know once you get into real estate investing, make that first step, and move forward. You can educate yourself, prepare yourself, study, observe, analyze. You can think by going to courses or clubs or reading books or websites. All that's real easy to do, but none of them are a substitute for getting started. And that's a common characteristic that I see among successful real estate investors, is they get no hesitation to get started. And I've mentioned this before. A prominent real estate investor once said, go as far as you can go, and when you get there, you'll see farther. And I can't state enough how much that has been my experience with investing. I don't know all the answers, but I have experienced that I never will know all the answers. But once I get started and take it one step at a time forward with each step, the future becomes clearer and clearer as you do so. And as you continue to go forward, it's amazing how much farther you see when you get there and move along through each step. And then also, let's talk about it takes work to make it work. You know, there's a lot on television these days about real estate investing, about rehabbing houses, about fixing and flipping houses. As I've said before, real estate investing, it's not necessarily as seen on TV, quote-unquote. It's not as easy as it looks. And it shouldn't be. Those shows are for entertainment purposes only. And those shows are limited in the amount of time that they have to tell a story. So there's a lot of things that go into those television shows and those experiences that you see and those investments that those professionals make that you don't see. There's a lot of legwork up front. There's a lot of legwork during the process of fixing and flipping those homes. And there's even a lot of work after the cameras are turned off and the house is complete. Real estate investing is not as seen on TV. Every single successful investor that I know or that I've read about or explored or listened to, they all worked hard to get where they are today. And they always fall into one of two buckets. They either are working hard at the present to build their business and to become successful investors, or they worked very hard in the past and they're now enjoying the benefits and reaping the rewards of that hard work. So they've either working hard in the present or they've worked incredibly hard in the past. Conversely, I can't name a single investor that I know of who's successful today, has not worked hard in the past, is not working hard currently, but instead simply have a plan to work hard in the future or have a plan to not work hard at all. It's not as seen on TV. It's much more difficult, and it takes much more effort behind the scenes when the cameras are off, so to speak. And I see a lot of investors who aren't prepared for that, and that alone becomes their obstacle to success. Encourage all investors, as you're doing your due diligence to explore whether or not investing in real estate is right for you, be prepared and recognize and understand that to be a real estate investor, you also must be an investor of both your time and your energy in addition to your money. It takes a lot of time and energy. It's a business, and it needs to be run like a business, and it will take everything you've got, as it would any other business that you choose to pursue. So real estate, in my opinion, it's no secret that I think it's a tremendous investment vehicle to create wealth and income. And it's an excellent business model. And with that being said, I'll also state that real estate, it's not right for everyone. And I'll also state that everyone is not right for real estate. And only you can determine whether or not you're one of those that are right for real estate or if real estate investment is right for you. So I encourage you to look at what we've talked about today. Do you have the willingness to make mistakes and not excuses? You change your definition of failure to one that is measured by the number of excuses you make instead of the number of mistakes you make. And number two, can you recognize that you're smarter than you think, and you're smart as long as you start. As long as you get started and take action and take that first step, you'll be shocked at how far you will go and how much you will know once you get going. And then finally, you got to be able to work in order to make it work. Are you willing to invest not only your money, but your time and energy in order to become a successful investor? And if you can answer yes to all of these, then I think you're on track to become a successful real estate investor and business owner.
Great points, Kevin. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Thank you, Lewis.